11 people were injured on a busy night in the heart of Savannah this year. This whole incident could have been prevented if the district attorney had done her job.
One of the more recent and one of the most, I believe, sad cases that we have, and we talked a little bit about one individual, but the Ellis Square shooting where we had 11 people shot. And this was during a time where there a block away, there was a wedding. Lots of people on the streets. There were lots of people out. And when you look at that case and you see that there were seven shooters and five of the seven shooters were out on either a felony bond, multiple felony bonds, been convicted of a prior shooting.
So you have groups shooting at each other. Is that my understanding? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
well, this one started with two girls fighting, and then people just started jumping in with their guns.
That seems to be a thing lately.
Yeah.
But you have seven people firing guns?
Yes.
And five of seven are on bond, at least one bond or more.
Yeah, or are on probation for felonies or have been convicted of felonies.
And we're doing...
Well, six of the seven had been convicted. I mean... The sixth person was convicted on felonies, so wasn't even allowed to have a gun. And I will show you. I mean, like the first person had two prior unindicted felonies. Now this was back, right? So this was back. This happened in 2024, and they had cases from 2022 and from 2020 that were still not indicted.
Oh my God!
Still not indicted. 4 years later.
We don't have the money to spend on prosecutors to handle cases.
No. Mm. And then you had one of them that had a 2021 fleeing and eluding, never indicted. Then he got another felony in 22. Then he got another felony in 23. And the one that he got in 23 was a shooting where he shot two people, got two years to serve on this one. And a month after he gets out, he commits 11 person shooting.
I'm still flabbergasted at how this happens, right? You know, I don't understand in what universe this is okay.
No.
In what universe we're endorsing, voting for that.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
No. And that's just two of the shooters. That's not even the rest of them. So you had a third shooter.
Oh my God.
That had another case that was never indicted, had another case, a felony that he had gotten literally 2 months before this one got a felony and got out on bond. And in that case, he had a gun. And then the case in 2 years prior to that, another felony with a gun. And then you had a fourth shooter that had multiple cases. I mean, and it started from way back. And he had false imprisonment. He had felony possession. He was on probation at the time.
So he's convicted.
Convicted. So he could not even have a gun.
Right. So being a convicted felon, just to be clear, like even if there were some claim of justification, having a gun negates that.
Yes.
And when you are convicted felon, you cannot have a gun. So that negates it.
Yeah. And then your fifth shooter, the one that I was talking about, he had a felony in 22, got out on bond, then got a misdemeanor in 23, no bond revocation, then got another misdemeanor, not even a day later, then got no bond revocation, and then got this... shooting. I mean, I just don't understand in what world we are
working in. Well, and I need to make this clear too. Sometimes people hear like the term elsewhere. They don't know where it is. It's City Market.
Where the other guy shot somebody else. I mean, it was in City Market. We shot two other people and then got out and then shot 11 more people.
Oh my God. You know, and people wonder why they feel unsafe going downtown. It's like, this is exactly why.
Yeah.
Because we aren't protecting, and I say we, they aren't protecting the community.
No.
And you know, for me, I'm always going to identify as being a prosecutor, you know, in Chatham County, because I did it for so long. It matters to me what that office
Gosh,
does.
I have kids and we go downtown and sometimes we go have dessert downtown or we have an event or a gala or something else that we have to go to. And I'm always worried, like, do I have to carry a gun? I don't even like carrying guns. But I'm like, is this the point where I'm supposed to do that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then the statistic that just killed it for me on top of everything else. So I looked at cases from 2023 with people who were charged with murder. And so so you're talking about 2023, 24. And at the time when I did this, I think we had maybe 40 murders. 18 of those murders were committed by people who were out on felony bond. Not some of them, not just one. Some of them had two. Some of them were out on three separate felony bonds. And a lot of them involved guns. And this is why the mayor is so angry with this, is because the DA's office is not doing their job and not under their constitutional guide, where Article 2 says you have to protect the person. They are not protecting us when they keep letting these people out on bond to commit these heinous crimes that end up with somebody being killed. And you're talking about people being killed. And it's so awful that you're saying this is the community that I'm protecting. I'm protecting the African-American community. But when you have 90 to 95% of those murders occurring and the people that are killed in those cases are African-American, you are not protecting anybody.
Correct.
It's justice for no one.
What will it take to stop the catch and release practices of the present district attorney? Your vote. Vote for change. Vote for Andre.